Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to another Zero Ducks Given Daily during this fascinating series so far between England and India. And if I were to make a noise that sums up today's play, I think I'd sort of go, oh. Because it's sort of in the balance. I can't quite work out how well it's going for England. They chipped away. India finished the day on 336 for six. Jaiswal was absolutely ridiculous. We'll talk about him a lot during the next 10, 15 minutes or so. But the pitch looks pretty sedate. It looks relatively flat. It's not spinning quite as viciously as the pitch in the first test. So at the minute, it feels like England have done rather well. And it could have been a lot worse. Indians batsmen, Jaiswal aside, got starts. In fact, all of them got between 14 and 34 before they were dismissed. But yeah, it feels like England are doing sort of okay. Would you agree, Daniel Norcross?
I would. I think I would have done a very similar noise to you, like, woo-hoo, along those lines. But I think it was a disastrous toss to lose. I think any objective view of this game is that India are massively on top, despite England bowling really quite well, really fielding quite well, and India really batting, with the exception of Jaiswal, really quite badly. So it's one of those things where I just started to see signs of turn and there's bounce and a little bit of an unevenness as well. And you would expect this pitch to get worse as time goes on. What is in England's favour, though, is that they bat like lunatics and they go at quite the pace. So if you imagine this scenario taking place in the last England tour and the one before that, you would think, oh, well, India will get, you know, upwards of 400, perhaps a little bit more. And then it'll take so long for England to get to parity that by that stage, the pitch will be a complete nightmare and they won't stand a chance in the last 2 days. But because they insist on going at such a healthy lick, now, one of two things can happen at this stage, although probably the third thing will happen, which is that England could go so quick that they get beyond India and therefore get the advantage as the pitch starts to deteriorate and put pressure on India in that third innings, which, as we know, the third innings pickle theory, it can be very difficult to bat at that stage if you have either a very small lead or a smallish deficit. Or England, in their haste, will get bundled out, because the other thing we know about England is they absolutely love to be a long way behind after the first 2 days, so they can do something ludicrously heroic at the back end of the game. Or they might just really quickly get to parity and we'll be halfway through the test and the scores will be kind of level. And then we'll start again with a one innings match with two and a bit days to go as the pitch starts to deteriorate. So I would say that despite England having one of their better opening days in India for a long time, the toss as mitigated against them, and an innings of sublime beauty from Jaiswal. I mean, oh, you mentioned it at the top there. Wasn't he lovely to watch?
My God, he is an absolute superstar. 22 years old. He is great to watch, very attacking. Brought up his 100 with a 6. There was, you know, the commentators are saying, oh, he's looked a bit scratchy since the 100's been in sight. And then he took 2 steps down the wicket and put the ball 20 rows back to bring up his 100. He hit a shot inside out over sort of wide, long off, extra cover of Rian Ahmed that Jonathan Agnew described as one of the greatest cricket shots he's ever seen. He also, with only a few overs left to go in the day, hit himself almost off his own feet, putting Rian Ahmed into the middle of next week. He is an absolute joy to watch. 22 years old. It's only his 21st first-class game. He's currently got a first-class batting average of 70, so he's finding it quite easy so far. He is an absolute superstar. And in this very inexperienced batting lineup, you feel like he could be actually, despite all those superstars in that Indian batting lineup, he's the one that England needs to learn how to get out pretty sharpish. Otherwise, he could cause us some really a lot of damage for the rest of the series.
Well, he set the tone in the first test, didn't he? And until Root came on and got him out, England had trouble with him then. And you can see he's going to be that kind of problematic player because he bats without fear. And this Indian batting lineup, as I've seen described today, is, you know, their worst ever. I mean, that's nonsense. It's not their worst ever. They've got Rohit Sharma opening the batting, for heaven's sake. Shreyas Iyer is not in great form, but he's a very fine player. Jaiswal, we know, is superb. They don't have Pujara because they've left him out for whatever reasons. They don't have Jadeja further down the order. They don't bat him high enough up in my view. And they don't have Kohli until probably the third test when we're expecting to see him come back. So I suppose India are a little vulnerable. They did gift some wickets late on though. And that, I think that is what has made us make the ooh noise. Because had they been 330 for 4, then you would be looking at quite the old trudge. Not that that in any way will faze England, because I don't think they mind. We saw against New Zealand back at Trent Bridge in 2022, when faced with a first innings total of 550, the plan was to get as close to it as possible, as quickly as possible. And I expect them to try and do that when they come to bat. It'll be, look, it's never dull. Whatever route England take to try to get back into this game, or, well, they're in the game, but to get ascendancy in this game is going to be exciting, risky, and they're full of confidence because of what they did in the last game. And they know how they could bat in the second innings on a pitch that was getting worse. Don't you think, though, Toby, that one of the things that really intrigued me about today was the pitch itself? Because watching India over the last few years, they have gone in with Bunsens and then closed the series down with a flatty at Ahmedabad, for example. They love humiliating their opponents with terrific spin bowling, and they've got the best in the world at it. I was quite surprised by just how this pitch didn't do much. Like England has got into their head, so they started to have the conversation, haven't they, that would playing England on a flatty be better on the basis that their spinners generally are better? So if you have a shootout, then ultimately you'd think the better bowling attack would win. Now, that's not the way that India have thought in the past. They've thought, our strength is our spin. Let's get a spinning track and let's just demolish the oppo. So already, almost whatever happens in this game, India have been forced to rethink their tactics.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was thinking about that today. I mean, I don't know enough about preparing a cricket wicket to know how much they could have changed the wicket, and because it's a back-to-back test match in the last few days. But I'll tell you
they can change it in no time. I tell you, I went to the indoor test match, which was against Australia last year, took place at a moment's notice because Dharamshala was not fit. They had 2 options of pitches because that's what you get in India, red soil and a black soil. And they said, we'll have that one, the Bunsen. And they'd have got, at Vizag, they will have had options of pitches. And they certainly could have made the one that holds together.
That's the thing. They absolutely could have made it a Bunsen because that's easily done. And the fact that they didn't is very interesting because in the last test series over there, when we did win the first test, they responded by making the wickets even more ridiculous. And the fact they've gone the other way.
Fun. Don't say ridiculous. I think they're, you know, challenging. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's not go down that route of being critical, you know.
That's true. And also don't forget that Finney also is in Stockholm doing this. And if it's a 2-day test match, then he gets a few days off. So he's probably livid at the pitch that they've prepared.
It's great, isn't it?
Great news for us. It makes me very, very happy. But it is interesting. I mean, I do think they're in their head. I said before the series started that it would have been a real risk to produce just absolute buntings, because then if a Duckett, Pope, Stokes, Root has a day out and manages to score 80 when nobody else gets above 20, then suddenly it brings England into the Test match. So they obviously are a bit afraid of this England batting lineup, which is very, very pleasing.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jimmy Anderson was magnificent. I was a bit worried about his selection after he looked like finally old Father Time had caught up with him at times this summer bowling against the Aussies, but he looked absolutely back to his best. He was bowling a decent pace, sort of 135 kilometres an hour plus. He was reverse swinging the ball. He bowled 17 overs for 30 runs, one for 30. He got the wicket of Gill. So that was a joy. Joe Root bowled like a batsman who bowls a bit. After bowling so beautifully in the last Test match, he looked like a part-timer. And again, I'm not sure about the team selection, but I will never doubt McCullum and Stokes ever again. There were times today where I thought it would have been nice to have the pace of a Wood or an Atkinson, but let's be honest, this McCullum-Stokes pairing have made us look stupid before, and I've learned never to question them. I do want to talk about Rian Ahmed, though, because we talked loads in the last Test match about that faith that Ben Stokes showed in Tom Hartley, and he bowled him and bowled him and bowled him, even though the Indian batsmen were tucking into him. And it turned out to be a masterstroke when Hartley took those wickets in the second innings. I got the impression, and I get the impression, that Ben Stokes doesn't fully trust Rian Ahmed just yet, which is a bit of a surprise considering the wickets he took in Pakistan. But he bowled him, he waited till nearly the 60th over to finally give him a bowl, which was really bizarre. I mean, Root had bowled quite a lot of pretty bad overs by that point. And I actually thought Rian Ahmed bowled really nicely. He took two wickets with actually not two of his best deliveries, but he beat the outside edge. He was the one that did get some turn late in the day, actually. And also, I felt as he bowled longer and longer and he bowled more overs, you saw his confidence pick up a bit like Hartley in the last Test match, and he started to give it a bit more of a rip. But do you get the impression, Dan Norcross, but prior to Rian Ahmed bowling well later in the day, that Stokes doesn't quite know what he's going to get from his leg spinner at the moment, which is fair enough. He's 19 years old.
I don't really know. I don't want to second guess where Stokes is coming from, because it was so weird that he didn't bowl them at all.
Just four bowlers used and rotated at that. So plenty of bowling changes, but Rand didn't come on at any stage until he did. And then he bowled sort of 12 of the last 15 overs from one end or so. So I don't know whether that's a tactic or a feel that he has, or whether he thinks he likes him against using the older ball. There might be a little bit of that when you're a wrist spinner. If there's any shine on the ball, it's a little bit more difficult, especially if you're an inexperienced wrist spinner, to control where you land it. It might have been because of the batters who are at the crease, and you know, he desperately wanted to be rid of the left-hander before he brought Rayan on, because he wanted him bowling against right-handers. There could have been an element of that. It's all so quirky, Stokes's captaincy, that you just don't know. It had me scratching my head, because I was actually sending WhatsApps back and forth with Cookie today about how I thought that England needed a second seamer. And specifically, I thought Atkinson, because I think he out-bowled Wood in the World Cup. It has nothing to do with him, sorry. But I think he's taller. I think he's actually a comparable kind of pace and was more likely to get
what unevenness of bounce there would be. And also, I think very, very handy when you get down to the lower order. And England are one wicket away from the lower order. They'd love to be able to blast what is a pretty ineffectual tail away. So, look, it sort of didn't make sense to have four spinners at one point today. And yet, one of the two spinners that I would have been leaving out would either have been Rehan or Shoaib Bashir, who, of course, both of them picked up two wickets, therefore making it very difficult to know how I was going to fit Atkinson into this lineup. India have gone with two quicks. They went with two quicks in the first game. So I would be more inclined to have mirrored that. But I guess if Root isn't bowling as well, as you said, he did look a bit like a part-timer today, not like the... not like Jim Laker as he did in the last game. So I suppose, you know, you want more frontline spinners. But that said, to discuss them like this, they barely played any red ball cricket at all of Bashir and Rehan Ahmed and indeed Tom Hartley. So they're going in with such an inexperienced lineup. I think it's just vibe, Tobes. I think ultimately there's just no way of making any logical sense of the fact that England are holding their own against this Indian side on their pitches with the team that they've got. And as you say, in Ben we trust, in Baz we trust. God knows what they're doing, but they're making actually getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning nothing like as suicidal an experience as it has been in the last two tours when following England.
Yeah, agreed. I've been setting my alarm and getting up at 4 o'clock and watching it and sort of dozing in and out. And it's been great. I mean, my only thing with Rehan Ahmed was when I understood it to a degree. It was when they suddenly put on that big partnership between Shreyas Iyer and Jaiswal, where suddenly I was looking at the scoreboard and they were 150 for two and there was still no sign of Rehan Ahmed. I thought, don't know how much Ben Stokes trusted me. But like you say, you never know what Ben Stokes is thinking. The bloke's an absolute fucking psychopath, let's be honest. Mm. Nobody can predict what's going on in that crazy, beautiful head of his.
He trusted him to keep bowling him at the back end when a new ball was available, didn't he? So. Yeah. I don't know. It's just what we understand from Ben is that he does what he thinks is right in that moment. And he gives an enormous amount of confidence to all of his players all the time. So I don't think that it wasn't that he didn't trust him. I think it's that he thought that what he was doing was going to be more successful. And fair enough. The other thing we've learned from Ben Stokes is that he goes from one innings to the next, completely changing his plans and being very candid about it. And saying, I didn't think I got it quite right in the first innings. So I thought this would be better in the next innings. So you know, let's just roll with it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's just see what happens. God knows. So tomorrow the plan then for England's point of view, they need to get these four wickets very quickly. Jaiswal probably didn't want the day to end. He looked so good. And Ashwin is going to be absolutely crucial for India. I mean, 336 for six. It looks promising because of that long tail, but it could turn into 500 very quickly if we don't take that. That's certainly the first wicket of the day is huge. And then England will have a go and they'll probably do what they've done the last few years. They'll play some shots and see where they are at the end of the day. But the game's moving forward very quickly. There was 90-odd overs bowled today, 93, 94 overs bowled today. But it is set up. It feels like England have done okay. Why don't you, using a noise, Daniel, predict how you think tomorrow will go for England?
Oh,
I see. I was going to go for more of a,
Oh, I've got relish. I could see them fall in a heap, or if they get those wickets, I can still see 250 for two off 50 overs. Some kind of madness. I wouldn't put it past them. We should, though, because I'm conscious you're about to wrap up. We haven't really at any point mentioned Shoaib Bashir, who made his debut today.
Yes, we
probably should do, because they did interview at close of play, and it was thoroughly lovely, and it was very sweet when he got his cap and all those things. And I want to just compare him with Don Best, not because I want to show up Don Best, but I think Don Best was playing in a side which didn't really understand how to pump up the tyres of spinners and really how to use them. Because Don Best is a perfectly good and fine prospect of an off-spin bowler. Shoaib Bashir's hardly played, and this ought to have been a daunting and horrific experience for him. He'd only just arrived back in the country, because he hadn't had his visa for yonks. And suddenly, he's actually landing it on a length. I mean, I think he probably bowled two full bungers all day. which for a lad who's hardly played is quite the thing, especially when you've got Indians coming after you, as they did on various occasions, because they wanted to target him, they wanted to take him down. I guess getting that early wicket, Rohit Sharma, would have helped his nerves, but I liked his height. I liked his control. I didn't think for 1 minute that he was put on a match-winning display on the first day, but it's very hard to do a match-winning display on a flat deck when you're a finger spinner. So, you know, I was encouraged. I'm going to go far.
I thought he bowled beautifully, and you say with that height to not bowl full tosses is an impressive feat in itself, let alone to barely ever bowl full tosses. His first ball was a bit of a pie. He looked a bit nervous, and then after that, I thought he was excellent. But I do want to mention that to him, because he played for Guildford, and we were in their league before we got relegated a few years ago, and he played against us, and he played against us in two league games that season, and he bowled 26 overs, 2 for 94.
Yay. Okay. Yeah, and so next time Finney says, who have you faced? You can say,
exactly.
Oh, well,
and he bowled 28 overs, 2 for 100. So basically, when Finney ever slags off my cricket club in the future, we're basically every bit as good as India. Those figures are identical.
Well, and actually, you probably weren't playing on a turning track. Guildford's renowned as one of the flattest decks in the Surrey Championship.
Exactly. So Finney has never got any right to criticise our cricket ever again, because we spanked Shoaib Bashir all around the place, and now he's playing for England. Right, I'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm playing golf, but I'll give you a shout in the afternoon. We'll rustle something together.
That'd be lovely. Let's hope the noises we don't start tomorrow with are, oh, I knew that would happen.
Hopefully it's more,
Yeah.
Well, tune in tomorrow to find out what noises we'll make.
Ooh.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.